Hi, it's the week of September 25th, and this is the latest edition of EHS This Week. My name is Jason D, and I'm joined by Irina Barbu, one of the product marketing managers here at NLX. And again, Irina, it's been a pretty exciting week in the world of EHS and environment, hasn't it?
Certainly. We have some big news coming out of Volkswagen.
Yeah, probably the biggest news, not just in the world of EHS and quality management, but perhaps the biggest news just in the world right now, is the massive controversy, or the big gotcha, if you will, that Volkswagen has been exposed with. And that is Volkswagen has pretty much stopped sales around the world, and especially in Canada as well, because of some findings around some sneaky things that they were doing when it came to emissions testing and restricting and kind of doctoring some of those emissions test results. In terms of fines, the total fines that Volkswagen could potentially face are upwards of $18 billion. So a significant blemish on prior to that was a pretty flawless brand track record in terms of loyalty and the message that they created. On top of that $18 billion fine, there are additional costs that presumably Volkswagen will have to incur around things like potentially a product recall, a vehicle recall, or even some are speculating that it could be as drastic as some vehicle buybacks, given the type of impact that the emissions tests computer systems, if you will, have on cars. When those systems are corrected to reflect the correct or the regulated emission standards, then drivers could face a tremendous or substantial reductions in torque, acceleration, and an increase in fuel consumption on their automobiles. So a tremendous issue at Volkswagen, and those additional costs, or to offset some of those additional costs, Volkswagen has set aside already $10 billion Canadian dollars to cover some of those costs. So almost certainly that will be a story that will continue to unfold in the coming months and perhaps years, but definitely something to keep an eye on. And again, another reinforcement of not just the emotional or human value of environmental impact when it comes to automobiles and when it comes to us as consumers and the products that we use, both heavy products like automobiles but others, but in terms of just the dollars and cents, failure to comply with environmental standards can be tremendous, and this arguably is one of the most drastic instances of that, at least that I can remember of late. Again, $18 billion just in fines potentially allayed by Volkswagen. And on top of that, again, they've already set aside $10 billion to cover additional costs when it comes to, again, repairs, recalls, etc. But there could be potentially much, much more. On top of that, there's been an impact in their personnel as well. Martin Winkerton, the CEO of Volkswagen, has also resigned this week. So obviously an interesting or unfortunate landmark in his own career at Volkswagen, and ultimately it is kind of the top leadership that at some point needs to take responsibility for things that happen, good or bad, at organizations. And in terms of Volkswagen, their CEO has also resigned. So pretty drastic immediate fallout from this issue, and again, we'll keep an eye out on in terms of what may continue to happen at Volkswagen, and also interestingly perhaps how this may affect ongoing regulations and compliance issues regarding emissions and other environmental factors. And Irina, I think you have also some other interesting stories that may have snuck under the radar because of all of the focus on Volkswagen this week. Why don't you fill us in?
Definitely. In the world of environmental news, just continuing on the same theme, one of the world's most popular standards for environmental management has just been revised with key improvements that make it fit for the future. So the International Organization for Standardization recently published a revised set of requirements for its ISO 14001 standard. For listeners that aren't familiar with the standard, the ISO 14001 concerns environmental management and to help organization and exists to help organizations minimize how their operations are negatively impacting environment. And the standard also helps companies comply with applicable laws, regulations, and other environmental requirements. The standard has been in place for over 20 years and is one of the world's most widely used used standards with over 300,000 organizations certified across the world. ISO says this most recent update will help better support businesses as they manage growing environmental risks and take advantage of business opportunities. The change will require companies to put in place measures to proactively respond to growing environmental risks, to ensure top management are accountable for environmental performance improvements, and place greater emphasis on managing environmental aspects across the value chain.
That's great. And, you know, it kind of highlights the fact that something that we like to remind folks here at Intellex is when it comes to regulations and requirements, it is a world where, you know, change is really the only constant. Regulations and requirements are being updated on a fairly regular basis. And ISO 14001, again, shows that when it comes to more standardized or, you know, heavier regulations, if you will, even those are subject to change. And it's something that we know quite well here at Intellex from our history of starting off with a product known as ISOSoft, specifically targeted to help organizations deal with and comply with ISO standards such as ISO 14001 through to today with our stratospheric growth and our maturity into helping with all aspects of regulation and compliance, whether environmental or health and safety or quality related. And finally, the last story this week, Irina, looks like there's some interesting scuttlebutt happening in the world of over-the-counter drugs.
Definitely. Some interesting news that's set to affect our friends in Canada. So recently, Health Canada announced that it's proposing changes to the labeling standard for non-prescription acetaminophen products. For those of you that don't know, acetaminophen is a pain reliever and a fever reducer commonly used to treat many conditions such as headaches, muscle aches, arthritis, backaches, toothaches, and even the common cold. There are more than 500 medicines that contain acetaminophen, including popular over-the-counter brands such as Tylenol and Motrin. The move to change the labeling standard for this drug is one of the several steps Health Canada is taking to further minimize the risk of liver damage and improve acetaminophen safety. The proposed changes include a prominent statement declaring the presence of acetaminophen, plainer language so everyone can understand, a new drug fact table that provides dosing instructions, warnings, and other safety information in a quick reference, easy to read format, stronger and clearer warnings about liver damage, including stronger warnings about the use of alcohol when also taking acetaminophen, clearer and more prominent dosing instructions to help prevent the risk of accidental overdose. Canadians, health professionals, patient groups, industry, and other interested parties have until November 29th, 2015 to provide input onto the draft of the standard.
That's great. Again, it highlights one of the key benefits or the key values of regulation, and including government regulation, which is putting measures in to protect us as consumers when it comes to things that we're exposed to that potentially could be dangerous. And from the vendor side or from the pharmaceutical producer side, again, it's something that can get them a lot of bang for their buck, if you will, being compliant and being aware of these issues with consumers and, frankly, using data to their advantage and using process to their advantage to ensure that they have that consistency in communication and clarity in their communication of the dangers as well as the benefits, obviously, of their products. And that finally takes us to the end of this week's quick update. We wanted to thank you, as always, for being our listeners here at EHS This Week. Irina, do you want to have any final words before we sign off? No, you don't. All right, everybody. Have a safe week. Thanks.